Good morning, church. We have another opportunity to press in here to God here this morning. I was sitting there thinking about that before I walked up here. You know, as a child, I would, when I had done something wrong and my conscience was bothering me, I didn't want to be close to mom and dad. You know, my conscience was just bothering me, you know. And as soon as I got that right, though, it was okay to be close to them, to press into them, to have that fellowship and communion. And so, you know, as we're going to open up and pray here this morning, I was thinking about that. You know, if you got something that is bothering you, that is hindering you from worshiping in spirit and in truth, take care of it. Eliminate it. Remove it. Remove any obstacles so that you can just press into the throne room, because that's where we're going to go here this morning. So let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again. And Father, we have songs here that are going to lift up and glorify and magnify you. So Father, we want to worship you this morning in spirit and in truth. And Father, we ask once again for your Holy Spirit to be present here, that as we sing and magnify you, give you praise, glory, honor, everything that is due to you. We thank you once again for simply meeting us here now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. He rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz. Our God is an awesome God. There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fist. Our God is an awesome God. Well, the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His returning's very close, so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. When the sky was starless in the void of the night, our God is an awesome God. He spoke into the darkness and created the light. Our God is an awesome God. Well, judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
Amen.
Thank you. firstborn beauty, all the starry band of shining worlds in splendor through the skies. Our grateful songs before thy throne arise. Thy love divine has led us in the past. In this free land, by thee our lot is cast. Be thou our ruler, guardian, guide, and stay. Thy word our law, thy paths our chosen way. From war's alarms, from deadly pestilence, be thy strong arm our ever sure defense. Thy true religion in our hearts increase. Thy bounteous goodness nourish us in peace. Refresh thy people on their toilsome way. Lead us from night to never-ending day. Fill all our lives with love and grace divine. And glory, Lord, and praise be ever thine.
Indeed, God of our fathers.
We have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Climb the steeps and cross the ways. Onward is our Lord's command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Wafted on the rolling tide. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Tell to sinners far and wide. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing ye islands of the sea, echo back ye ocean caves. Earth shall keep her jubilee. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing above the battle strife. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. By his death and endless life, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing it softly through the gloom, when the heart for mercy craves. Sing in triumph o'er the tomb, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Give the winds a mighty voice. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Let the nations now rejoice. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shout salvation full and free. Highest hills and deepest caves. This our song of victory. Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
You know what this does when we sing this? You walk up and you poke Satan right in the eye. I mean, this is not, you know, a meek song. Indeed, Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. He's a healer of my body. He's a savior of my soul. He's a Holy Ghost baptizer. Everybody ought to know. 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 Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. On the cross he died for sinners, and his blood makes white as snow. The one you want to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Soaring I shall be in spirit, till released from flesh and sin. Yet from what I do inherit, here thy praises I'll begin. Here I raise my Ebenezer, here by thy great help I've come. And I hope by thy good pleasure, safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. How his kindness yet pursues me, mortal tongue can never tell. Clothed in flesh till death shall lose me, I cannot proclaim it well. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above. Oh, that day when freed from sinning, I shall see thy lovely face. Clothed and in blood-washed linen, how I'll sing thy sovereign grace. Come, my Lord, no longer tarry, take my ransomed soul away. Send thine angels now to carry me to realms of endless day.
Verse 5 really speaks to me this week. Oh, that day when freed from sinning, the desire to sin won't even be there. It'll be completely removed. And I shall see thy lovely face, clothed in his righteousness, God's righteousness, blood-washed linen, and how I will sing of his sovereign grace. Isn't that going to be nice? Satan at one point is going to contest us. And Jesus is going to be our advocate, and he's going to say, Father, I paid for this person's sins. My blood was shed. And the Father is going to look and say, payment in full indeed. How grace is so great, isn't it? Oh, that day when freed from sinning.
Sweet aroma of worship that rises to your throne. A pure heart, that's what I long for. A heart that follows hard after thee. A pure heart, that's what I long for. Follows hard after thee. A heart that hides your word so that sin will not come in. A heart that's undivided but one you rule and reign. A heart that beats compassion that pleases you, my Lord. A sweet aroma of worship that rises to your throne. A pure heart, that's what I long for. A heart that follows hard after thee. A pure heart, that's what I long for. A heart that follows hard after thee, a heart that hides your word. so that sin will not come in. A heart that's undivided, but one you rule and reign. A heart that needs compassion, that pleases you, my Lord. A sweet aroma of worship that rises to your throne. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. And He has become my salvation. He has become my salvation.
Find that in Isaiah chapter 12.
Ourselves and magnify the Lord and praise His name. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and praise His name. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and praise His holy name. Praise His name, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord. He's coming soon. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord. He's coming soon. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord. He's coming soon. He's coming soon, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and praise His name. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and praise His name. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and praise His holy name. Praise His name, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord. worship Him, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord, He's coming soon. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord, He's coming soon. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord, He's coming soon. He's coming soon, Jesus Christ our Lord.
The message of that is let's forget about ourselves. You know, I have a watch on my arm, and I've said this many times before, that I look at the watch before I come into church. I don't look at the watch when I am in church. And I continue looking at it after I get out of church. Why? Because I'm forgetting about myself. My schedule is not so important right now. What am I here for? Let's forget about me. Let's concentrate on the Lord. Let's magnify His name. Let's sing this one more time.
Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and praise His name. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and praise His name. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and praise His holy name. Praise His name, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord, He's coming soon. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord, He's coming soon. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord, He's coming soon. He's coming soon, Jesus Christ our Lord. Just praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just love the Lord, love the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and love the Lord. Let's just love the Lord, love the Lord. Let's just lift to heaven and love the Lord. Let's just serve the Lord, serve the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and serve the Lord. Let's just serve. Just lift our hands. hands to heaven and serve the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Just lift our hands to heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just love the Lord, love the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and love the Lord. Let's just love the Lord. Just lift our hands to heaven and love the Lord. Let's just serve the Lord, serve the Lord. Let's just lift our hands to heaven and serve the Lord. Let's just serve. Just lift our hands to heaven and serve the Lord. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing His word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because He first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love, who died to set me free. Tells me of His precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because He first loved me. It tells me what my Father hath in store for every day. Tread a darksome path, He'll sunshine all the way. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because He first loved me. It tells me one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe, who in each sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because He first loved me. Sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for You. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary. to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
Is our prayer here this morning. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.
This is our prayer. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Fall fresh on us this morning, Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, come upon me right now and help me to pray according to thy will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise His holy name. And Lord, we want to praise You with our whole heart today and show forth Your marvelous works. We want to be glad and rejoice in Thee and sing praises unto Thy name, O Most High. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Glorify the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. For Jesus lifted us. Oh, praise His holy name. Oh, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. For God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love, wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, He quickened us together with Christ, for by grace we are saved. And He raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Hallelujah. What a sacrifice. What a love. What a great love that God had for us, that He bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Hallelujah. We praise You, Lord, and thank You today for a glorious day, for a day of victory. Thank You for the Holy Spirit moving in the midst of us mightily today. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and touch each and every one of us mightily. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we need Your touch today. We need Your anointing. We need Your power to move in the midst of us, to cleanse us, to transform us, to renew a right spirit within us, we pray in the name of Jesus. Thank You for anointing the pastors who will bring the message to us. Thank You, Lord, for giving him the freedom to preach and give him joy unspeakable and full of glory, and let the word come out with power and touch us, Lord, like a two-edged sword, we pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, as God loved us, oh, Lord, let us love one another. Let us love one another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. And now as we are about to receive this offering, He told us to bring our tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meat in My house. Approve me herewith, said the Lord, if I do not open for You the windows of heaven, and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And I will destroy the devourer for Your sakes. Hallelujah. What a great promise that is. And Lord, we thank You, and we are going to give to the work of the Lord, and we are going to give with gladness. And we want to thank You for providing for us, O Lord, that we are able to give. And we want to thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father. Lord, we want to give You all the praise, all the glory, all the honor today, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Have our prayer time, and just got a couple of requests here today. Let us pray for the finances for the Blair family. They have a very powerful website ministry, but for some reason, business is slow at this time. Let us pray for them that God will send them good paying customers. And I want to talk about the oil. The World Bank just had hoped that the crisis in Egypt would push the price of crude oil over $100 per barrel. They did not succeed this week, despite the fact that someone blew up some oil pipelines in Egypt this week. Oil rose $1.16 per barrel and ended up at $89.03 per barrel. Despite the fact that oil prices have been pretty flat, the refineries operated by oil companies in the United States keep raising the price for gasoline and diesel fuel. This also includes the price of jet fuel for airplanes. The only reason for this is greed, but at the same time, must remember that prices are dictated by the world government, who controls the finance of the oil companies. Continued spiritual warfare is needed. And then let us praise the Lord for the finances of our ministry. This has been a good week, and for this we praise the Lord. But the crucial time are the last 2 weeks during the month when giving seems to dry up. And we're always going to pray for rain today. So those of you who like to pray, come on up right now. And we're going to have our prayer time.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence here. And we thank you for the wonderful teaching we had on worship. And we do worship you. And I bring before you the Blair family who have an economic need right now. Father, we know that this is your family of people and that you love them very much and you have a plan for them and you're taking care of them. So we just ask that you would work out this plan, and we just command all demonic forces to stop hindering the plan that's going to open up in their lives. We just command all demonic forces to get out of their life and to stop destroying the flow of their economy and the flow of their money. So we thank you, Lord, that you're going to take care of this matter in Jesus' name.
Father God, we thank you for the money that's come in this week and for the way that you operate, Lord, and it's through faith and through voluntary giving. And it's a beautiful thing. So we thank you, Father, for that. We thank you that it is your choice to operate that way, and that it is confounding to most business practices. But it is beautiful. So we thank you for that. We thank you, Father, that the money came in. We thank you for your system that you set up. And we thank you, Father, for continued increase in that area to meet the needs of Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. And we just give you praise for all that you've done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, I'm not intimidated by the oil prices. I'm not intimidated by anything that has to do with it. And Lord God, I know that you're in charge. And I know, Father God, that you're going to take care of the situation. And I know, God, that you're going to lower these prices down in my heart of hearts. And Lord, I receive that. And I trust in you with all my heart and lean not unto my own understanding. In all thy ways I acknowledge you, and you shall direct my path. Amen. Be not wise unto my own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And Lord God, I receive that. I receive that this morning more than anything in my life. And Father God, I know that you're going to drive the prices down. You're going to deal with the banksters and the gangsters and that are trying to drive these prices up. And Father God, I trust you with all my heart. And Lord, I thank you for being able to come to you and knowing that you are in charge. And Lord, Ephesians 6, 12 and 13. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. And I stand on them words, God, and I love your words, and I thank you for them. And I praise your holy name and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, once again we come to you to worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, we love you. We know that you are the one who rules this world and not Satan. We are the one who rules all things and that you are the rightful ruler of all things. Father God, we ask you to do something with the weather that we can get rain over California and over the areas that need it, Lord, and not flooding, but abundance of rain that can fill the reservoirs and cause the production of food to be able to be done, Lord God. And Father, we know that whatever we don't want to pray against your plans or anything that you are doing in judgment of us, but we want to ask you, Lord, in faith to provide the water that we need in this state for good things and not for evil. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you. And right now, we want to thank everyone that has given. Every one of the listeners, everyone that watches and gave to the work of the Lord. We appreciate you. We love you. We thank you for giving. And remember, you gave it for a good cause. And we appreciate your giving. In the name of Jesus, and we pray, O Lord, that the blessings will come upon those people that have given. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for the prayers that have been spoken here. And that, Lord, they shall be answered. There's burning on the altar in heaven right now. The smoke is coming up before you. And we thank you, Lord, that through our prayers, we can move your hand, Lord, because you asked us to pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. Now, I'm going to give a short testimony. Come on up here. I'm going to give a short testimony on behalf of Eric Sims. And I was just called in. We talked on the phone this morning. And this is a fantastic testimony. Now, they heat their house with heating. They have a furnace, but oil. They burn oil. And the tank holds about 250 or 300 gallons. It's very expensive. So last night, it looked like, or a couple of nights ago, it looked like they were out of oil. So they went down to pray. And then suddenly they had enough oil until they could get a fill. Now, when the guy came to fill
the tank. They expected between 250 and 300 gallons. If I remember right, he only pumped in 180, which means there was oil in the tank. Eric had, prior to that, tapped on the tank, found it was totally empty. So God simply gave them a little bit over 100 gallons of heating oil free of charge. So they were praising God.
I like to find some gas in my tank too. Okay, do we have any testimonies this morning? Well, God has been good to me this week, like always. So I want to say I'm thankful for that. And truly blessed in many, many ways. Also, I had, I was sick for a, not last week, but the week prior. And it was good for me, actually. The time I had was good. And then this week, he's been restoring me, and I feel great. So, I'm thankful for that. So I'm thankful for the word too, that and the teaching that we got today. It's good. And you know, I've been in the church for many years and never heard that teaching until today. That's the truth. So, okay, Pastor John, I think we got no testimonies. So. Okay, we're gonna close. Father God, thank you for this day and for our many blessings, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that you have blessed us mightily, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you have dealt with us abundantly. And we just want to say that we are thankful, Lord. We thank you for this facility that we're able to come and meet in, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that it's going to be your way, and we need to yield to that, Lord. We thank you, Father, for wisdom, knowledge, Lord. Solomon asked for it, and you gave it to him. Your word says we can ask, and it will be given to us. So we thank you for that. We thank you, Father, for discernment in everything that we do, and discernment in the events of the world as we see them unfold. And we thank you for peace. We ask your blessing upon each and every person that came here today, that this was their priority to be here today. So we ask you for a blessing upon them for taking that time. We thank you also for beautiful weather today, that we can enjoy this nice sunshine. We thank you for our many blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.